Welcome back to Street Smart. As gas prices continue to weigh over Americans' minds, there's really no better time to put the gas tax under the microscope. It's time to sift through the data, really get to the facts. For that, we bring in Véronique de Rougy. She's Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center. And Véronique, good to have you here. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's start with your first myth, and that is that highways and roads pay for themselves. So that's the myth. You say the fact is today revenue from taxes, fees, and tolls pay for a decreasing share of road costs. And we've got a chart that we're going to bring up for our viewers that really kind of helps illustrate that factual point. And this is not apparently the right chart. But talk to me about why you say that.
So what's interesting, right, is like we pay registration fee, we pay tolls, we pay gas tax.
In New Jersey, we have tons and tons
right?
of tolls.
And the assumption and the claim was that it's because we want highways to be self-sufficient. And paid with user fee. And what we see is that the roads in America are actually, the evolution is that it used to be like a big share, in fact, of user fees were funding highways, and now it's 50-50. So basically, 50% of the highways in America are self-funded through user fees.
All right, so much for that myth that's out there. Let's go to myth number two, and that is proceeds from the federal gas tax are used to build and maintain the interstate system. And you say, so that's the myth, and you say the fact is today at least 25% of gas tax funds are allocated to non-highway uses. And we've got a chart that looks at the share of highway funds by source.
So remember when the gas tax was implemented, the claim was that this is what we needed to have highways that were self-sufficient. And what we find now is that a lot of the gas tax proceeds has been diverted to a lot of urban transit things like bike trails, 25%. So only 75% of the gas tax is actually going to highway, which explains also some of the first myth, right? Which explains that these highways are not self-sufficient.
Because the money's getting allocated elsewhere.
So putting 100% of the gas tax would not go all the way to get highways that are self-sufficient, but it would go a long way.
It would certainly do more than what it's doing today,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
All right, and that's certainly a misconception that's out there. Myth number three, let's talk about that. You say the myth is that increased funding for public transit will boost ridership. You say the fact is there has been no visible relation between transit funding and transit ridership, so no correlation there. And we've got a chart that looks at transit subsidies and ridership to kind of stress that point. So there's a lot going on here. So we've got what here?
So the white line is a ridership, which doesn't control for the growth in population. So if you control, actually, that white line is really flat. And the rest is the increase in subsidies for transit funding. And the way this is actually connected
to... So even though funding is going up, we're not
dramatically
seeing
ridership. The blue line is it's subsidy for capital investment, and the yellow line is subsidy for the system itself, right? And the way it's connected to the first two myths is a lot of people are asking that more highways proceeds be diverted in the name of increasing ridership for these mass transit, so they be diverted. And what we see is that a lot of that has been happening, and it's actually not really helping. And when I was riding the subway to come here, I mean, there's everywhere in the metro it says a city is only as good as its mass transit, and it was advocating the fact that they were going to invest more
to get
money.
More
so I thought it was interesting.
Well, it's kind of interesting to look at also because we focus so much on infrastructure spending right now, and whether or not that's kind of going to cure a lot of ills that are out there. But there's some interesting things that we're not seeing play out.
What I was reading that's also very interesting is like cities have actually successfully increased ridership in some, and what they've done is basically they've increased the number of stops. Mm-hmm. They've done stuff that are actually very costless, and that riders are responding to. Or they've offered free rides, and that seems to work.
Free rides would work for me, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, Véronique, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Véronique de Rougy of the Mercatus Center. Coming up.